The Veterans Administration says women are the fastest growing group among the veteran population, yet many women do not identify themselves as veterans or use their VA benefits. For a series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien sought out some of the reasons why with a female veteran who's writing her dissertation on women veterans and the road to re-entering civilian life.
Kirsten Downs is doing her doctoral research on how women veterans are adapting as they leave military service. After 8 years in the Air Force and Air National Guard, and as the former president of the University of South Florida Student Veterans Association, Downs knows there's a lot to learn about the changing world of women veterans.
One of the questions I'm looking into with this research project is, do women self-identify as veterans? And if they choose not to, or they do not self-identify, why? What are the reasons for that? Because if you don't think of yourself as a veteran, then you aren't going to utilize the programs and services that are available for you.
Did you ever find that you skipped over and didn't include that you were a veteran when you were filling out an employment or an education form?
I absolutely did. There was a period in time. I was in college. I was getting my bachelor's degree in political science. I was deployed during my junior year to Iraq. I came home. This was during 2006-2007, a very tumultuous time in the war's history. And the college campus, for me, was an uncomfortable place to be. And it was easier for me to not identify or publicly identify as a veteran than engage in those really difficult conversations that I felt I just was not prepared for or ready to at that time during my entry process.
You've gone through reentry. What are some of those experiences that you already know exist?
I think so many of the reentry challenges for women are very much similar to our male colleagues, such as leaving the military, where your life is extremely structured, you know what to expect really on a daily basis, you know your job very well, you are trained for that job. And when you leave, you have to figure out what your life is going to be afterwards. Should you go to school? You have all of these wonderful benefits that are made available to you, but do you know how to access those benefits? That's a big challenge.
What are some of the hurdles you're anticipating with research? Because I have done stories on other veterans research. Some of them have had a hard time getting veterans to participate, especially the OEF, OIF veteran.
Probably one of the biggest hurdles is just finding people to participate. And I've released my online survey about a week ago, and I've had pretty good luck so far finding participants. But I think that the message that I really want to communicate to my fellow veterans is that in order for legislators and people in Washington, D.C. to make policies that are going to serve us as military and veterans, they need to understand us. They need to understand our experiences. And that's one of the goals of my dissertation research on women veterans and reentry post-military service.
Give me that overall mission statement.
My overall goal is to really advocate for our population for greater political representation in Washington, D.C. and also at the state and local levels, and to use the experiences that I'm gathering from other women veterans to ultimately change policy so that it serves us and our population.
If Downs sounds like a familiar voice, she is. She also served as the community outreach coordinator for WUSF's Veterans Coming Home Project last year. Her online survey for women vets of all eras will be posted through September 30th. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
A link to that survey, which is anonymous, is at wusfnews.org.